We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start off with Mike Trout.
There's a drive right center field, hit well. Mullins is back for it. He's near the wall. It is gone. Lead off home run, Mike Trout. And the Angels storm out of the gate with a 1-0 lead.
Feeling good. First inning damage. 97th career home run in the first inning for Trouty.
We were due for an Ask Out Trout update. Lead-off home run last night for Mike Trout. That is now 9 in 24 games. You know that's a 60 home run pace Mike Trout is on? 60 home run pace. Phillies drop a game last night. Hugh, last night was the first Phillies clunker in like a week. They had been playing so well. Last night, Sanchez did not have it.
Yeah.
And the bats were very cold last
very,
night.
Very, very cold last night.
The defense was sloppy. Last night was just they had a clunker. They just had a bad game last night. We'll see if they bounce back tonight. But you know what? I will keep saying this. They can use a bat like Mike Trout, who couldn't. He has played every game this year so far, for everyone out there worried about his injuries, on a 60 home run pace. He would lead the team in home runs right now, lead the team in slugging percentage. Just a little Ask Out Trout update. The petition, which you can find on our website, is now up to nearly 1,000 signatures as we're getting the word out. And the Phillies are in Los Angeles a week from right now. I believe early next week they're in L.A., to play the Los Angeles Angels. Hugh, any movement for you on the Ask Out Trout train?
Not yet? Okay. No, but that was a nice hoodie you had on the other day.
I love the Ask Out Trout hoodie.
That Ask Out Trout hoodie is nice.
I like the color we made of it. Yeah, it's an awesome hoodie. And, I mean, we could use an upgrade in the outfield, right? Whether it's your guy Rojas, who again got another hit last night, or that Castellanos fella who just hasn't hit the entire season.
I mean, he's catching a lot of heat, but I'm not as bullish on him as I am on Rojas, but, you know, he gets a little bit of time. He gets a little bit more time.
Constellanos.
Yeah, I know Castellanos is very streaky, so he has months where he's just horrendous, and then he'll heat up. Boy, we better get that hot streak soon, because Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, he's having a rough one.
It's almost May, and he's still hitting.
Yeah, and it doesn't help. Something. It didn't help his cause by complaining about certain things that he was complaining about, like the strobe lights in the outfield and all this other stuff.
Well, did you hear the latest Castellanos quotes last night?
No, I didn't.
So, you know how, what was it, 2 weeks ago before your guy Rojas got hot, they sat him down for 2 days? They gave him a little reset?
Yeah.
So they asked Rob Thompson about the idea of, you know, would you sit down Castellanos for a day or two to kind of let him reset a little bit before putting him back in the lineup? And this caught my attention because the response was that Castellanos has expressed interest in playing all 162 games, and it sounds like they may want to let him do that.
Why?
Wait, remember what?
So they asked Topper the idea of, you sat you sat Rojas down for a couple days when he was struggling. What about giving Castellanos a little reset, right? That was, I think that's a fair question to ask the manager because he did it with one of his outfielders who was struggling. Would he do it with another one? Well, the response from Rob Thompson told me that they're not going to sit him down. So this is from Matt Gelb's piece, The Athletic. Here's the quote from Rob Thompson. You know, just keep going. Rob Thompson said, he'll find it. And then this was from the article by Matt Gelb. Castellanos wants to play all 162 games. The team is willing to defer to the right fielder within reason because it knows not to disrupt certain ideas that enter Castellanos' head.
I mean, that's faith in him, and they believe in him. So I guess I'm okay with that. It's just when I hear it and the way that he's complaining, it just kind of blew my mind a little bit. Well, not the way he's complaining, some of the complaints he's had in the past.
I appreciate that he wants a post, right? That's cool when a player wants to play every game. We cannot let you play 162 if you hit 180. I mean, this is just math.
What idea? What is he talking about?
He wants
the ideas in his head.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with the ideas. He has this idea in his head that he's going to play all 162, and they don't want to disrupt that.
Why?
I don't know.
It's wild. That's wild.
Well, what's the difference if they tell him, no, you're going to play all 162, and then they don't let him?
I don't
versus
know.
Versus saying, hey, listen, that's probably not in the cards for you.
Also, what's going to happen if they set him down for today? He's going to hit worse? Is that possible right now? He's not hitting at all. I'm just saying I haven't changed my position, even though Hughes Phillies offense got off to a nice last week. They're going to need another bat in July, and that bat I still believe should be Mike Trout. Let's go back to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. Mad Mike has a thought on all this. What's up, Mad Mike?
You know what? I hope Mike Trout says no just for the stupid commercial. I have to hear with that dumb song from 20 years ago. I mean, I hope he says absolutely not.
Well, they need him, Mike, so let's hope he says yes.
Yeah, well, then maybe we make better commercials that are so cringy and sound stupid.
Are you,
Mike is not happy.
Well, he's not. He's
happy. We'll pass it on to battle.
Yeah, that's not really my department, Mike. I just got the hashtag.
Anyway, the Sixers, it's over, and the fact that any of you had hope that Embiid was going to come back and he was going to be rested and ready to go, a shame on all of you for being so dumb.
And let me ask now, because I just want to make sure I know the answer. Do you trust Howie tomorrow night with pick 22?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's never picked out of the top 10, and he can't do it. He can't do it at all. And everybody's like, well, he picked Fletcher Cox. No, Andy Reid picked Fletcher Cox. There's no way Andy Reid let Howie Roseman do anything when Andy Reid was here.
You're probably right on that. And then the track record of 22 is not good. And Mad Mike, we appreciate it. So another joyful Mad Mike call.
We love those.
It was a bundle of joy today.
Yeah, doesn't like our Trout song. Well, you're going to keep hearing it for a while, at least till the trade deadline, until the dream is either fulfilled or it's over. The Sixers, do I feel foolish for believing a little bit 3 weeks ago? A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of us do.
You mean that he was healthy?
Well, the wool was pulled over our eyes. This is the healthiest he's ever been. He already had the surgery. He'll be rested. Meanwhile, I mean, the guy's falling apart in front of our eyes.
I mean,
he is. He's got one eye. He can't get up and down the court. I feel bad for him, but it's the truth.
Well, it's. I think that these couple days of rest will put him in a better position.
Couple days of rest.
Thing does give him like the malfunctioning toy vibe.
It does. Like
you
Toy
know what?
Story.
That is not nice to say.
It's true.
Malfunctioning toy vibe.
Does it not?
It's kind of true.
You guys are a mess, man.
What do you mean? He looks like Rocky out there.
And by the way, I went around the city yesterday looking for a pair of Skechers on somebody's feet.
How'd that work out?
Nah.
None?
Not any.
Wow.
Like the Joel Embiid Skechers, not the basketball shoe.
But you saw some Skechers.
I didn't know if they were Skechers.
What did you see most of? You take notes?
Oh, you see J's all the time. Everybody has on J's all the time, but I didn't see anybody with the Skechers on. But he's having a tough time, man, but he fought through that. He fought through that, and I think that these next couple of days of rest, I believe in Joel Embiid. And don't ask me why, but I just do. Don't press me on this, Joe. I just believe that more so this year than I did last year when I thought he turned the corner and then he regressed right before my eyes. I believe that he's turned the corner, and I think he's going to come out on fire. He all but guaranteed we were going to win this series. I ain't got no choice but to believe in him at this point.
I mean, not all guarantees are like Joe Namath. They don't all happen.
No, but I feel like this is the most defining thing, definite thing, definitive thing. I got it right after a while.
Sure.
Yeah, that Joel Embiid has said since I've been here.
Now, I got to ask, did people look at you sideways when you were looking at their shoes? Did they notice?
No, because you don't, like, you do. People do that all the time. Like, women look at men's shoes all the time. You never notice that? Like, a woman will look. Like, it's a subtle way you do it. Just look them up and down. Look at the feet. See what the feet look like.
I haven't noticed.
Women do that all the time. There's been so many times where I've heard, like, women say, like, when they look at a man, they look at his shoes first. Because that's an indicator of how clean he is.
Clean, like, are the shoes clean?
Well, yeah, the shoes. Yeah. What type of shoes? The model? The make? Yeah, all of that.
I didn't know the shoe thing was
fingernails.
Important.
You know, women look at fingernails.
Fingernails, I get. I mean, that,
they look
that's
at fingernails.
Yeah,
and stuff
I mean that
like that
that,
yeah.
that I get.
Fingernails.
Well, see, you're out of the game.
Well, but Kyle had to get new shoes.
I did.
So maybe the shoe thing is more.
There's a thing. Yeah, there's something to that.
Shoes.
No, it is. Women look at shoes now. They definitely look at shoes, especially if you're in the dating the dating scene. They're definitely
looking. I was coerced into getting new shoes.
Yeah.
So white sneakers.
White sneakers.
They pop.
Which, if they weren't looking at my shoes before, they most certainly are now.
Wow. Yeah, they pop.
Because women, that's what women do. They look at certain features.
You learn something new every day. We learned on this show today that they should not draft a receiver in the first round, and that women look at shoes. Dave is in Erie. What's up, Dave?
My Bow's a difference maker, though. He's a difference maker.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.